about that. Mm-hmm. I'm so anxious to tell you about this accident. It's a crash on the 201 westbound side as you move from Redwood Road over to Bangor Highway. That's where you had the accident, and you had a vehicle fire, too, so now it's really backing things up. You do have southbound slowdowns on I-15 from South Salt Lake all the way down into Sandy, and on the northbound side, you've got it in Bluffdale, from the Bluffdale exit up to Bangor Highway, and then you're at below the normal speeds from Sandy heading into Midvale. Dave Meekum.
If you're making the southbound drive in Utah County, looking pretty good so far. You do have a little minor slowing right at 2100 North, and we do have a little minor accident reported southbound just past 2100 North. Looks like it's off to the side, not causing any delay. And when you get through that 2100 North area in Lehigh, looking good in both directions on I-15, all the way down through Provo Orem and Spanish Fork. Mark?
Delays in spots. Northbound I-15, South Salt Lake to North Salt Lake, and through a little bit of downtown. You're going to open up briefly. Farmington to Layton Hills Mall is slow and go on northbound I-15 in Davis County. Slight delays right now as Highway 89 starts to fill up northbound approaching the Fruit Heights area. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit pmbautah.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin joins us in the studio here to take a look at your 7-day family forecast, and it's nice to see that curve go the other way.